Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
It's good to be back and thank the Lord for his blessings that is helping us to navigate through this season. One day when we shall write the story of this season, it will be a good one for you and I.
Amen.
When we shall write the story of this season, because we need to tell the stories to our children.
Yes, sir.
How we overcame. How we fought the good fight of faith. Some of you are pregnant. You have to tell them how you carry pregnancy under lockdown. And now some of you were impregnated because of lockdown.
What a job.
How the lockdown worked in your favor.
Mercy.
Mercy.
And those of us who are marrying in this season too, we have to tell their children how they took advantage of the lockdown and quickly have to marry. But all I know, it will always be a victory story. In the name of Jesus. Let us pray. Father, we bless you for your. We are grateful for your blessings. Thank you because you are faithful. Thank you for your faithfulness that is abounding towards us in this season. Thank you because concerning us is that the song of praise, and it will always be song of praise and adoration to you, our God. We bless your holy name, for great is your faithfulness. Great is your faithfulness. Great is your faithfulness. Great is your faithfulness. Blessed be your holy name. Thank you, Father, because you are blessing us afresh this morning. This is the day you have made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. And we thank you because your blessings are open doors for us that no man can shut. In Jesus' name. Amen. Welcome your neighbor everywhere you are. If you are with your children watching right now, welcome your children. And tell them that you are welcome to this Sunday service. Hallelujah. Now, today also, we shall be taking communion. So I want you to ensure that you get your communion materials ready. Once I finish preaching, we'll be taking communion because it's the last Sunday of the month of July. 7 is past. We are entering to the 8th. There shall nothing that will ever arise against you that will take away your rest.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. So before I go on this morning, I would like us to bring out our offerings everywhere you are. I want you to bring out your offerings. And as we give to the Lord this morning, as we give to the Most High God in honor of Him. Now, as you keep giving, I want you to believe in the power of giving. Because the Bible says, it is more blessed. Hey, it is more blessed. So giving ushers more blessing, not curses. I say giving does what? Giving does what? It ushers more blessings. So it is more blessing to give than to receive. So the giver is always more blessed. And that is why the devil must never stop us from giving. Now, we don't always give because it's convenient. We give because it is a necessity. Now, whether you have much or you have few, giving should be continuous. So, when you have a lot, you give. When you have little, you give. Why? When you have much and you give, you are preserving that which you have, and God bless it to flow more into what you have. When you have little and you are giving, you are ushering in more harvest to have more. So it is more blessed to give, because the blessing of the Lord, the Bible says, make it rich and add no what?
Sorrow.
Hallelujah. So I want to encourage you to give with the understanding that in this season,
you and I need more of His blessing to prosper and to do well. And you will do well. I said, you are going to do well. Amen. Say to yourself, I will do well this season. Say, by the mighty hand of God upon my life, I will do well in this season. Say, as I keep practicing God's covenant, I will do well in this season. Shout amen. In 1 Kings chapter 17, when there was famine, the Bible says the Lord told Elijah, said, get thee down to the brook of Cherith, and you'll get water there. For I have also commanded the ravens to feed you. In this season, I believe that God is commanding His blessings, men to arise to help you. Amen. Men to arise to favor you. Amen. Men will come to you with their resources. Amen. Things you don't deserve, the favor of God will cause it to come your way. Can I have a living amen, somebody?
Amen.
So I want to lift up your offerings and your tithe. Don't eat your tithe. I will keep saying. Because the temptation to be unfaithful in this season is very high. Because you say, oh, I need more money. My children are not going to school. They are eating more. They are eating more. They are eating more. So there is more consumption. No. This is a test of our faith. So this is not the time to say that, oh, I will now be unfaithful in my tithing. No, 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 no. If you are a thief, there is nothing that justifies stealing. So the government will not say because of a coronavirus now, thieves should be set free. So also, bring ye altar that there may be meat in my house. So if you want the blessing of God to be flowing towards you continuously, you must also tell that you will not steal. And one of the things the Bible says, that, why are you stealing? Say, you tithe an offering, you have robbed God. So as you bring your tithe is a tenth of all that God has blessed us with. Tenth of your income, tenth of the thing that God has blessed us with. And we honor Him with a tithe. So this morning I want to give your tithe. I want to give your offering. Amen. Now can we lift up our tithe, our offering? Now in all the centers, whenever service starts, you should make sure that your phones are switched off. Even those of you who are here, make sure your phones are switched off. Alright? Your phones should be switched off. There should be, everywhere you are right now, that is where the house of the Lord is. So when preaching is going on, you must know that this is the house of the Lord. You must not be receiving phone calls. There is also not time for you to be cooking. It's not cooking time. It's service time. And we must honor the Lord with it. Amen. Now let me say this, as I begin to pray for your tithe and offering. Sunday remains a holy day and not an holiday. Sunday remains a holy day. It's not a holiday. So you must keep telling yourself, tell your neighbor,
Sunday is not holiday.
It's a holy day. Say, Sunday is not holiday. It's a holy day. So we must keep it holy everywhere we are. Hallelujah. So wherever you are now, that place is holy. You must reverence God. So no more cooking around. No. This hour is a holy moment. And when you do that, regardless of where you may be, the blessing of the Lord will flow the more towards you. Amen. Let us pray. Father, thank you for our offerings. Thank you for our tithe. Thank you for our faithfulness that is we are demonstrating in this season. And we bless you because your word is yea and amen. It is more blessed to give than to receive. As we give, we thank you because your blessings are flowing towards us in new dimension. Thank you for every tithe, Lord. I thank you, Lord, because the curse is never going to be their portion. The blessing of this day will continue to flow to them, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we bless you, Lord. We honor you. Those who remember the house of the Lord, in giving their tithe, in giving their offering, remember them this season.
Amen.
Do not forget them, Lord. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you. Now I want to take that offering anywhere you are. Let our delegate take the offering and the tithe. God bless you. If you don't have index number, make sure you get an index number. Tell them, I don't have index number. When you are giving your tithe, write in that this is tithe. And make sure you get an index number because it will help the accounting system to always separate the tithe from the offering. Amen.
Amen.
So you must make sure that you get an index number. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the name of Jesus. Alright, now I want us to, at this junction, welcome on the screen the only anointed voices in the world, the internationally sought after team. Let's put our hands together as we welcome the anointed voices for their wonderful ministration. Hallelujah. Put your hands together one more time.
The Bible says, greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friend. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ has proven that love this morning. It's not a reckless love, because even fathers find it hard to pay for their children. For God gave it to us abundantly, and Jesus did it willingly. We are celebrating him this morning. Hallelujah. For I spoke word, you were singing over me. You've been so good to me. I took a breath, you breathed your life in me. You've been so kind.
Yeah.
Welcome back. I trust the Lord that even you will continue to bask in the restless love of God.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus. Now, this morning I want to share something that is going to be a blessing to you. And the title of my message is Shining in Dark Times. Shining in Dark Times. Isaiah chapter 60 verse 1 to 3. Now, as I begin to preach, get your Bible, get your writing material, ask your neighbor, ask your children, ask your husband, ask your wife, where is your writing material? Say, ask the person, where is your writing material? Say, since when do you come to church without your writing material? So where is your Bible? Say, since when do you come to church without a Bible? Oh, I said to you, since when did you come to church without a Bible? Now the person may say, but this is my house. Say, now even your house is a church. Whatever the name of the Lord is a church. Amen.
Amen.
So this is church. Tell you what, this is church.
So
we are in church. And if I catch you sleeping, I will pinch you. Hallelujah. Amen, amen. So Isaiah chapter 60 from verse 1 to 3 says, arise, shine, for the light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. Verse 2 then says, for behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people. But the Lord, say with me, but the Lord,
but the Lord
shall arise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee. Now let's all read verse 3 together. One, two, go. And the Gentiles shall come to thy light, and kings to the brightness of thy rising. Amen. The Gentiles shall come to thy light, and kings to the brightness of the rising. Now tell your neighbor, this is not sleeping time.
This is not sleeping
time. The word of God is coming to you.
The word of God is coming
to you. Now, I told you I can see some of you supernaturally everywhere you are. So if I mention your name, you must respond. Once I mention your name, you should know that there is no distance in the realm of the spirit. Amen. Amen. Now, arise, shine, for the light is come. When the Bible was saying that we should rise and shine, for our light is come, he then described the situation that we are in at that moment. He said, for darkness will cover the earth, gross darkness the people. So he's letting you know that I know that you have been shining, but there is a special shining that is preserved, or is it preserved for those period, and the period that God is expecting us to shine is in dark times. You are going to shine in this dark time. Now, in case you don't know, we are in dark times. Who would have ever known that there can be a time in the history of the world that, for instance, that religious churches will be said don't open? Who would have ever known such a thing? Or who would have ever imagined that the almighty planes, we will say, planes, you cannot fly. Plane, you can't fly. Or who would have known that pilots, one of the most lucrative professions in the world, will become jobless? Pilots are becoming jobless. I remember a lawyer friend was telling me, said, God just saved me. Ah. Said, what? He said, she had a travel agent, someone into a travel agency, and the woman kept telling her that, or the couple kept telling her that, come and start travel, come and learn travel agents, come and start this business of be a travel agent. Said, because there is no how in the world people must travel, that it is the most lucrative business of all, that people must travel. So, and that they have done a lot of wonderful things through, by becoming travel agents. But who would have ever known that a travel agent can become jobless? Because the truth, people must travel, but now people are refused to travel. Even when they say that flights have resumed, people are cannot, they are not traveling the way they used to travel. Amen.
Amen.
Mercy.
Amen.
It's indeed dark times. I read an article in the New York Times, and they updated the article last May, 13th of May. And they said that the world is going to witness, as a result of coronavirus, the worst famine in the history of the world. Modern world, they said. And of the truth, they said the famine is going to be a major proportion. Amen. And it's happening already. In our country right now, dollar is skyrocketing. This past week, they said that scarcity of dollar is eating the bank so hard. Because before, people used to remit money home, people used to travel, they know foreign exchange, buy ticket, buy this. But now, it's like you are giving out dollars, and dollars is not coming in. So as at this week ending, I think it has gone to about 465 or 470 or 485 or something like that. And it's still climbing. It's still saying it's going up. So things, and the prices of food have also skyrocketed. So you realize that things are not the way it used to be. Nobody saw this coming. So these are dark times. And like Elijah said, God has hid this from us. But in the midst of this, I strongly believe that this is the time for Isaiah 60 verse 1 to 3 to be fulfilled. And it's practically going to be fulfilled in your life.
Amen.
Amen. Now there is also corruption of the greatest proportion, even in our country. The corrupt are becoming more corrupt. They have seen opportunity to steal more.
Hey.
I'm not accusing anybody, but according to Premium, the post on Premium Times, it was said that even when there was lockdown, Nigeria spent $1.3 billion to feed school children at home.
What?
And the budget for each child, that means for per day, was 4,200 naira.
Hey.
What a shock. And do you know the people they fed? Primary 1 to 3. Primary 1 to 3. What a very good time.
Oh my God.
4,200 naira for primary 1 to 3 budget. And they fed them by fire, by force. You must eat under lockdown.
Hey.
And in 1 month, 1.3 billion. 1.3 billion. And I kept looking. I may be wrong, but in the area where I am in Agege here, I did not see, in case you are hearing me, that's why I said I may be wrong, but I must say it was not done, but I did not see any primary 1 to 3 child who even received pure water during lockdown. I did not. So I believe that it's still part of the dark times. But for you and I, Bible says that the Lord will arise upon us. Oh, say with me, the Lord will arise upon me this season.
The Lord will arise.
And his glory will be visible upon my life. Now, is it the first time that there will be dark times? The answer is no. Now, when they say that it's going to be famine, the famine has been in the world. Even from Genesis, you read of famine. One of the signs of the end time is famine. Now, I want you to know that in the book of Genesis, chapter 41, verse 57, the Bible talks about famine in Egypt. And the famine in Egypt was so severe that in Genesis 41 verse 57, all countries, let's read Genesis 41 verse 57. And all countries came into Egypt to Joseph for to buy corn, because that the famine was so sore in all lands. Joseph was shining. I said, you are going to shine in this famine time.
Amen.
In this dark time, you are going to shine.
Amen.
All countries came to Joseph. And do you know that during Joseph's time, the famine was so severe that bread was more expensive than cow?
What?
It's in the Bible. Can you imagine that a loaf of bread became more expensive than goats, than cow? Can you imagine the famine of such proportion? You will find that in Genesis 47, verse 13, 16 to 17. So you know that was a severe famine. It will never get to that time.
Amen.
And it will never get to that in this our time.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Another example of severe famine in the Bible was in the 2 Kings chapter 6, verse 25. This was the famine in Samaria, 2 Kings chapter 6. And when Samaria was besieged, the Bible said that there was a great famine in Samaria. And if you read from New Living Translation, 2 Kings chapter 6, verse 25, the Bible says, as a result, there was great famine in the city. And look at what happened. The seed lasted so long that a donkey's head, a donkey's head, was sold for 80 pieces of silver and a cup of dove's dung. Now, the poo-poo of a bird, not even the dove itself, the excreta of a dove was what human beings were buying. Can you imagine that you are looking for chicken all around and instead of looking for the poo-poo of chicken to buy? That was the kind of famine that they went through in Samaria. They were buying the excreta, the feces of bird. Is that in the Bible? Was being sold. Then that was not even the worst. The worst then that happened is in verse 29. When the woman began to say that, so we cooked my son and ate him. Women were agreeing to cook their children. We will never see such a thing. Savitri, are you hearing me? Are you hearing me? Brother Daniel, are you hearing me? We will never see such a thing.
Amen.
Whatever will make us start cooking our children to eat as pepper soup, it will never be our portion.
Amen.
But do you know that even in the midst of this situation, sun was still shining?
Amen.
As bad as that season was, then I have to go back to history. So you know that there has been things that have been worse than what we may be going through right now. But in the midst of those worst situation, worst scenario, God still showed himself strong in the life of his own people. And I prophesy to you, in this season, the mighty hand of God will show forth in your life.
Amen.
I said the mighty hand of God will show forth in your own life.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Say with me, the hand of God is showing forth in my life.
Amen.
So like the hand of God is showing forth in my life. Even in those difficult days, difficult moments, God's hand was still showing forth. So it's now left for us to know that how do we shine in dark times? What is the secret, the key to shining in dark times? Because I have told you that Joseph shined when there was famine in Egypt. Elisha shined when there was famine in Samaria. Now your name, you and your name is going to be the next name now.
Amen.
I said your name is going to be the next one now.
Amen.
So my name is the next name now.
Amen.
I'm going to shine in this season.
He
said, in case you, if your neighbor is not believing, say, I claim your own with my own now. Say, I will shine for you to see. Amen. How to shine, keys to shining in dark times. Number one, living a surrendered life. Keys to shining in dark times. Key number one, are you writing? Key number one, living a surrendered life. Romans chapter 8 verse 14 says, as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. As many as are led. To be led means to be surrendered. You are surrendered to the leadership of the Lord. Said, only those who have surrendered to the leading of the Holy Spirit, these are the ones that God recognized as his sons. Now, in other words, when you have not learned to surrender to the Lord leading you, You cannot boast that, oh, God is leading me like this. God is leading me like this. Even though you may be a Christian, you are not recognized as a son of God or a daughter of God. So there are so many Christians today who are not being blessed because they are not being led by what? The Spirit of God. And what does the Bible says about his own children? Isaiah 49 verse 15 says, can a woman forget a sucking child that she should not have compassion on the son of her womb? Yea, they may forget. Yet will I not forget thee. Yet will I not forget thee. So the Lord said that a woman is possible for, even though it's very hard, but it's possible for a woman, a nursing woman, to forget the child. But God said, I will not forget my own children. So in this season, I want to be rest assured that God is not going to forget you. I said, God has not forgotten. What kind of God is that? That you will be praising in 2019, you are starting in 2018, you are starting in all this year. Now in 2020, that things are so hard, you look around you, is gone. No, that's not a good God. And that's not the God we are serving. The God that will abandon us in difficult moments, is that a good God to serve? The God that will allow us to die of hunger in times of famine, is that a good God to serve? No, I tell you, that is not the God we are serving. Our God is alive. Our God is mighty. Our God is strong. And in these dark times, we are going to shine because of him. In the name of Jesus. Amen. And look at Luke chapter 22 verse 42 says, Jesus got to a point, he had to now say to himself, I am going to live a surrendered life. Now Luke 22 verse 42 says, saying, Father, if thou be willing, remove this cup from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done. And verse 43 then says, and there appeared an angel unto him from heaven and strengthened him. When the Lord Jesus got to the point where he said, Lord, nevertheless, not my will, but thy will be done in my life, the Bible says that angels came and strengthened him. What I'm trying to drive at this morning is that you will only receive strength, grace, provision when you are now walking in the perfect will of God. God will not bless what he has not commissioned. God will not be with you on the road he has not sent you. He said, I will be with you, I will never leave you nor forsake you, but you must be on the road or on the path where he has commissioned. In this season, you cannot gamble with your life. You cannot gamble with choices. You must be able to know that this is not the time to gamble with your money. This is not the time to gamble with your resources. Prices of things are going higher and higher. But in the midst of this, you must be able to look at every decision and say to yourself that I am certain that God is the one leading me in this direction. Because when God is leading you, you cannot make loss. And even when you make loss, you'll be sure that loss will even turn out to your profit at the end of the day. Because he is a master planner. The Bible says in Isaiah 48 verse 17, says, I'm the Lord that leadeth thee in the way that thou wouldest go and teacheth thee to profit. You are going to live a profitable life. I say you are going to live a profitable life. Living a surrendered life. Following the will of God for your life. In this season, the will of God for your life is what will make you to prosper. And you must be ready for the Lord to lead you. I remember there was a season of my life, I was struggling to get married. Even though prophecy have gone, I've prayed, I've done a lot of things. Why was I struggling to get married? Because I wanted to marry an Indian girl. Hey! You see? So, I've watched so many Indian movies. Wonder Girl, Snake Woman, and the way the Indian girl these people, the way they can twist their waist, the way they can move their body, I think they will be very nice to have as a wife. I was being deceived. So I was looking, my vision was Indian girl or nothing. And I was a Christian. Then God showed me mercy one day by making me have an Indian customer. And I started, since I'm this Indian customer, loved me so much. And he also had a daughter. So I was thinking that perhaps God has opened a door for me. Say with me, a door that no man can shut. So maybe the internet has observed that I've been so generous working on this computer, and when I go and work on the computer, then I don't finish on time because the daughter will be passing all around me, and I was having dreams and I'm having visions. So one day they were so generous, they gave me their Indian food. I don't know the name of the food, but I'm sure that that food was part of my deliverance. Hey! When the time they gave me that food and I was going home, I didn't have a car. I think from their gates, the food waited for me. Maybe it was the food with the time, you know. So I'm not saying Indian food, I don't know, but this particular one, Charlie. My stomach began to rumble. I think I vomited for about 2 days, or I had stomach. Oh! I said, hey! Then it began to dawn on me that actually, my frustration was not just the Indian girl, but I would like to eat the Indian food, because my mother has always been preparing I never thought of the barrier of food until that day. Now we have to eat. Can you imagine you marrying a Chinese girl as a Nigerian? Now you have to learn how to eat bats. Then during the daytime you have to be looking for lizard around. People will be engaging boys to buy lizards with lizards. Then you have to eat some frogs and some cockroaches. So when we come to your house, look at when we come to your house, where you are married, and I know, I trust somebody like Mrs. Opako, who is of Edo. You can imagine your son has married a Chinese person, and now you now get to that place, they have put lizard head as the favorite cuisine for you. So they open the thing, and you are seeing four lizard heads, and they are saying, Mama, this one is good for you. Hey. From that day, I changed my prayer. I guess. I think, if I'm not wrong, Lord, let your will be done in my life. Oh, let your will be done. Then I realized that I was actually praying for the wrong thing, Indian girl. Those of you who have been coming to my house now, only God knows what you will have been eating by now. A lot of the pastor, we love you, but you see, why am I saying this? In this season also, if you lead a surrendered life, there are choices that God will have you to make in this season. That some of the choices that you have to make in this season may not necessarily have to be what you will love or what you will celebrate. But God has brought you to this season so that perhaps you can make that choice. But unfortunately, those who say they are children of God are not ready to live a surrendered life, so much so that God will say, go on this road. For instance, God will tell you, marry now. Marry in this season. Someone that God cannot lead will not marry in this season because of pride. Why? You have decided that people will ask for you when you want to marry. You will call Ron Kenoly. Kirk Franklin will be there. Bob Fitch will be there. Then the MC will be who? And what are the Christian MC that we have? The Christian MC that we have. What are the Christian MCs that we have? That you want all the men of God to be there. That in your place of work you will bring all the Apollo will be there for you. Alibaba will be there. And you have decided now, coronavirus has come, and you are saying you will not marry. What? You will not marry because it's your plan. You are saying that your wedding must have 20 stars. Mama. Sister, this coronavirus that has come, Let me tell you, it has come for a long time to come. If you will not lead a surrendered life, you will be sure, you will be so surprised that you can easily be disgraced. Because your pride now of the vision, in fact, the Bible says that God resists the proud and gives grace to the humble. That Apollo cannot come and may not come for the next 1 year. But some say, oh, until this is over, I will still not move. You see, when you lead a surrendered life, you will look at this season and say, Lord, if this is what, this is the season I want to marry, I will take it. And I will marry now. And I will be happy now. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's why I'm encouraging people to even take advantage and marry. May God forbid my thing. I will not do Zoom wedding. Well, whether it's Zoom wedding or on Zoom, all I know is that the will of God must be the number one. Hallelujah.
Amen.
As a church, you cannot imagine the kind of crisis we'll have run into now, if not for the mercy of God. I remember last year, we were going to, in fact, before last year, we've been looking for money to borrow from banks. In one of those times, we wanted to borrow and borrow and borrow and borrow. We went to go and have a meeting with a particular bank. And this one kept us for a long time. They even scared us and everything. We carried all our documents there to borrow us money to buy property. Then finally, I had this awesome idea. I called a group of people that day. I said, we're going to borrow money this time around again. And I want all of you to commit. We are going to pay with 1 year or how many, whatever, how long we're going to spend to pay. So all of you should commit to how we are going to pay. And I called the people, and I was my hope were high. And you see, there are times you have made up your calculation in your mind. I never, who could have ever known? We've never even heard of Corona before. Talking of COVID-19. And the people were pledging. At a point, I got discouraged. As the people were pledging, because I was expecting them to mention big, big figures. We were looking for millions of naira, and I believe we needed at least over half a million or more, close to a million, to be paying back as loan repayment for a year. And they were mentioning, when I calculated everything they mentioned, my heart was discouraged in that meeting. But do you know what that did? It drove me on my nails. That drove me to the secret place. And in that secret place, oh, how I prayed. How I sought the Lord. Then the Lord gave me wisdom. He gave me wisdom. Today, by the grace of God, we bought the property without even owing a bank 50 kobo. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! You see, God had to allow that situation to make me know that He was the one blocking all our effort to borrow money. Now, if we as a church, we have got to borrow several millions of naira, who would have ever forecast that churches will be closed down? So both the property we have bought and the people that want to repay, and the crisis is general. It would have been a major by now. You would have seen, you would think that it is old age. It is actually debt age. Because my hair would have been white, because banks will not even recognize, they will refuse to recognize anything. And at the end of the day, they will even sell the property. They will take possession of it, they cannot repay. And look, and I will now begin to say, oh God, why? The problem was not about God. The problem was that I refused to live a surrendered life, to follow the will of God, to understand what God will have us do in that season. But when I prayed, He gave us another direction. Today, I look back every time and I remember, Lord, thank you. Because He saw what I was not seeing. The same thing for you right now. Things may not be going the way you want it to go. But God has seen this season of your life before it came. All you need to do is, Lord, let your will be done in my life this season. If there is any prayer you need to know how to pray more, it's, Lord, in this season, let your will be done. Jesus, when Jesus prayed for the will of God, the angels came and strengthened Him. Because when the will of God was for Jesus to go to the cross, the will of God was for Him to die, the will of God was for Him to be disgraced so that God's name can be glorified. They may not like it. You don't have to like what God wants for your life, but His will for us is the best thing for us. Amen. I remember again, we used to do Great Gospel Campaign every year. Every year, Great Gospel Campaign. I never knew 2020 was going to be like this. God did not show me. But 2019, the Lord said to us that this year, don't do Great Gospel Campaign. For the first time, we did a program we have never done before. And it was another shift in the strategy. All those decisions was God preparing us for this moment that we never saw. Our church, we are not in any financial crisis in any way. Rather, God is helping us to even be blessing to other people, even to our members. Not because we are not in the same season, but because the mercy of God gave us direction, even when we knew not what was ahead of us. I pray for you today. Or if there is any way you are walking against the will of God, if there is any way we are swimming against the will of God, if there is any way stubbornness, pride is keeping you from following with the direction of God for your life, may God have mercy upon you today. In the name of Jesus, I pray for everyone or anyone hearing me today under financial crisis, under any form of difficulty as a result of stepping out of the will of God, that today may God restore you back into His perfect will in the name of Jesus. God still gives direction. Said, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Look at I shall not want to. Then look at it. Say, He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still water. He said, I shall not want. He's not telling you the reason why I am not in want was because of these decisions that God was forcing me to make. So when you read Psalm 23 verse 1, I shall not want is the summary. He started from end from the beginning. He started that I am living a comfortable life now. I am living a debt-free life now. I am living a life that I am doing well. I said, the reason why I am doing well, then let me now begin to state it. So he began to state the reason for verse 2. He maketh me to lie down in green pasture. He leadeth me beside the still water. That is why I've got in one. He restored my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness. So you don't know what the psalmist was saying that as I kept following the leading of the Lord, I did not rebel. Said, things began to get better for me. Things will get better for me for today. Yeah. Oh, I said, things will get better for you from today. Yeah. So spend time to pray every day. Lord, let your will be done. Today is to me, but it's worse to you. Today is new to me, but it's already whole to you. This season, Lord, there cannot be a season as this that you don't know anything about it. Lord, let your will be done. Show me what to do. Show me what to do. I was telling some people the other time, I said, when I began to encourage some students in our church, do part time. Say, if you don't have Dangote as a father, and you don't have Otelola as a grandmother, or you don't have parents who can actually, you know that your parents cannot be, their hand is not so strong, say, do part time. Some thought that me, I'm trying to make the children live a second class life. Some may were even against me. But who could have ever known that there would be a time as this? Now, can you tell me, the students who are doing part-time right now and going to school, they are the one that will be shining more than the full-time one right now. Oh, look at it. Because when you look at the country we are in, look at how many students have they given palliative to? How many students have they given? We are not in America where they are sending check to us at home. And you are just saying that, oh, you don't have you want to go and sit down in one university, and because somebody is telling you that part time is better than full time. Well, if you have the luxury, it's very good. I believe so. But in this our context of the country we are, you and I are living in, if you are just going to go to school without having anything by the side that you can do, nothing to empower you as a student, even if it's to go and learn plumbing before going to school, or going to learn hairdressing before going to school, that you are writing a paper with one hand, you are doing your plumbing with the left hand. That is how to survive in Nigeria. You now carry two pen with two hands with two pen. Hey, you are a student in Nigeria. You are using two hands to write. That is hunger on demand. Then look at it now. This one will finish. Then ASU will go on strike. This one will go on strike. Even because of Corona, they will say that they are not going to go on strike. They don't care. So you must understand the system you are in. As in Nigeria, Students don't write with two hands. We write, we carry pen with one hand and cutlass on the other hand. That is it. some will say, I'm atheist. If I don't go to university, OND, HND, they are second class. See, Nigeria now is not bad. A country where somebody scored 120 in JAMB, and is the person is getting admission above the one that scored 250 in JAMB. That's the reality of our country.
Yes.
You think it's by certificate people are getting a job now? Fight for the best certificate. I'm not saying you should not fight for the best certificate. But there, if you are praying for UI and God opened the Badopoli for you, regardless of whatever anybody may say, enter that polio. Enter that poly. They may say it's second class. I have seen today Mark Bamiloye is a world renowned celebrity in terms of drama music, but he left university to go to poly. And is it the blessing of the Lord will make you shine anywhere you are, as long as it's God's will for your life. You do your OND, you move to your HND, you do your PGD. You'll be surprised that even where you are, you'll be employing those who are not there. Are you saying that degrees are... No. Stop that. Who is that? Pastor, who is that? What you say that? I'm 10 to 20 minutes to go to... Did you see how you say that? No. They didn't come to church today. Oh, they were absent. So, I'm only saying that always look at where you are and separate your pride from the will of God. Because ask for your pride, it will kill you. Ask for your pride to make life boring for you. Ask for your pride, it will only take you back. But the will of God will make you shine. And the will of God must not necessarily agree to what men are celebrating. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Is somebody being blessed this morning?
Yes, sir.
Point number two. Out of keys to shining in dark times. Flow with God's word. Flow with God's word. In the midst of the famine, those who learn to flow with God's word, the ones that will prosper. I remember when this lockdown started, or this, I didn't know that it was going to be long. God gave me a formula. The first time the government announced in the month of March, that there's going to be lockdown, people are not going to go out, blah, 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 blah. I was just coming home from church. And the Lord laid on my heart, before you think of yourself, think of others you can help. I think I had about 20,000 or less than 50,000 left that night. That same night, the Lord just impressed my heart that those who help the poor will never be hungry. Now, I heard somebody say that he has even stored food for 2 years already.
Hey.
2 years in advance. So that night, I got some list of people and I began to call them. Send me your account number. I needed the money more, but I was sending the money to them. By the next day, I then get some things to send to the people. Then I was so afraid. But it's been since March till this July now. I will say, by the grace of God, I lack nothing. I lack nothing. You may not be able to say that, because you see, you have your own formula you are following, not God's word. Every season of famine, God always sent his word to his own people. He leadeth me beside the still water. He maketh me to lie down in green pasture. How did he know that? He said, this is what God wants me to do. Let me give you something. Pharaoh in Genesis 41 had all nations coming to him, to Egypt. What was the secret of Pharaoh? Because Pharaoh flowed with God's word. When Joseph told Pharaoh that this is what God wants you to do, that there will be 7 years of plenty and another 7 years of famine, and in the 7 years of plenty, this is what you must do, then in the 7 years of famine, this is what will happen. Pharaoh said, oh boy. So what do you hear? He said, put somebody that has the spirit of God in charge of your finances and everything and let it flow. And Pharaoh said, no, I don't have any other person. You are the one that will. This is what you have said. You are the one that we are going to put in charge of this. Amen.
Amen.
So I tap your neighbor and say, are you still listening or you are sleeping?
Are you still listening?
I said, tap your neighbor, tap your neighbor. Say, don't you want to shine?
Don't you want to shine?
By Pharaoh, when Pharaoh flowed and did not agree with the word of God, I use the word flow. You see, because there are times that you want God to flow with you, not you with God. Let me say. There are times that you want God to flow with you, and not you flowing with God. The reverse will be again. You must flow with God. Let's look at the Bible. Genesis 47, verse 20. Look at the result. And Joseph bought all the land of Egypt for Pharaoh. For the Egyptians sold every man his field, because the famine prevailed over them, so the land became Pharaoh. You are going to also prosper more in this season.
Amen.
The land became what? Pharaoh's. Why? Because it flowed with the word of God. Isaac, Genesis 26, verse 1 to 5. And there was famine in the land besides the first famine that was in the days of Abraham. And Isaac went unto Abimelech, king of the Philistines, unto Gerar. Verse 2. And the Lord appeared unto him and said, go not down into Egypt. Dwell in the land which I tell thee of. Sojourn in this land, and I will be with thee, and I will bless thee. For unto thee and unto thy seed I will give all these countries, and I will perform the oath which I swear unto Abraham thy father. Verse 4. And I will make thy seed to multiply as the stars of heaven, and I will give unto thy seed all these countries, and in thy seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed. Verse 5. Abraham's blessings are mine. This is the secret to Abraham's blessing. Look at it. Verse 5. Because that Abraham obeyed my voice and kept my charge, my commandment, my statutes, and my laws. Abraham's success was tied to the obedience of him following God, to his obedience to God's word. In this season, if you want to shine in the midst of darkness, you must learn to obey what God is telling you. Now look at the result. Verse 12. Then Isaac sowed in that land and received in the same year, not next year, in the year of famine, in the year of famine, in the season of famine, in this season of coronavirus, Isaac sowed in that land and received in the same year an hundredfold. And the Lord blessed him. May that be your testimony. And the Lord blessed him. And the man was great and went forward and grew until he became very, very great. Amen.
Amen.
You will was great.
Amen.
You will move forward.
Amen.
You will was great.
Amen.
You will move forward.
Amen.
What is the secret? The secret is simply, Lord, what will you have me do? Lord, what will you have me do? Lord, what will you have me do? Those of you who have been taking your quiet time for granted, you are actually taking your provision for granted. Oh, you don't ensure your, you see, having your Bible study in the morning is not like the same thing as giving you money. But you see, what you don't know is that our success in this season is tied to obedience to God's voice. Your children now are at home. You care about their lesson, but you don't care whether they have their quiet time. You don't even care about whether they study their Bible in the morning, because you see, what you are thinking of is food, money. But the Bible says that the success of Abraham was tied to him obeying the voice of God. Pastor is not there. Now you don't even have your quiet time anymore. Listen to me. If in the place of having your quiet time, you will see that God will begin to give you direction. New ideas will begin to drop in your heart. Now, the pressure of finances, pressure of money, pressure of food, pressure of different pressure is choking the love of God and the word of God. People are not having time for the word of God anymore. You watch all the season film, part one, part two, then don't complain. Get that season film provide for you. You are watching all the season film right now. You've watched all the movies right now. Season 1, season 2. You've watched them over and over again. And you are complaining that things are hard. Well, go and meet Aki and Papa and the people you have to watch to provide for you. But if you want God to provide for you, you must have more time for His Word. You must have more time to pray. Instead of sitting behind TV from morning till night, spend that time praying. Spend that time studying. And let me now see the hunger that will invade your life. You'll be surprised how you begin to spend time with the presence of God, in the Word of God, how God will begin to open doors for you. But those who don't have time for Him, those who don't have time for Him, but they have time for movie. Hey, you have time for visitation now, to visit all your friends. You have time to chat. Oh, now Facebook every day now, you different posts. Pa, pa, pa. You are taking all the posts. But I'm posting with hungry stomach. Who are you deceiving? Hey. people now, you have more likes. But if you want more likes, has it converted to money for you? No. Let's get serious, people. Let's get serious. This is a time for the Word of God to bring blessing to us. And that blessing will come to you. So let me give you one of the things you can do in this season. God's Word that will not fail you in this season. Psalm 41. That's one. Book of Psalm 41. That's one. Look at it. What does it say? If you find it, please read for me. Psalm 41. Psalm 41. Psalm 41. Psalm 41 verse 1. I want somebody to just read it for me. From those of you who are here, I think I.
Blessed is he that considereth the poor.
Blessed is he that considereth the poor. The Lord will deliver him in time of trouble. The Lord will deliver him in time of trouble. Ha! Do you see what I'm saying? Psalm 41 was saying, blessed is he that considereth the poor. The Lord will deliver him in time of trouble. No wonder the widow and the son never lacked anymore when they consider another poor person. Elijah came to them, not just as a servant of God, but as a man in need. Said, please give me first to eat. Give me, you have this one, to supply my need first. Then see what God will do. Elijah was both a servant of God and a poor person at the same time. And when that widow, even in their own needy state, when that widow, even in her own needy state, considered Elijah and supplied the need of Elijah, the Bible said throughout the season of famine, she and her household never lacked. Listen to me. I know you are in need. I know things are not going the way it ought to go. But that should not make you blind to the needs of others. I will keep telling you. If there is any secret I have discovered this season, even till today that you are hearing me, even to this week that I fast, that I still practice regularly, is that identify the need, the needy ones, and pray that God will use it to meet. I this past week I had to spend time to pray. I was praying, Lord, how come? Lord, open my eyes to see those who are in need. Lord, help me. Lord, give me, put somebody in need right now in my mind. And right there, God dropped about three people. In fact, two of them are not members of our church. They are people that naturally I would not have remembered. I said, Lord, help me to remember. And God put their names on my mind. I remember one was a pastor somewhere. The other was not even, I just remember them. And when I called one of them, oh, it was as though, oh, God just made my day. The person I did was just, you know, I said, Lord, thank you. How come you have not prayed in this season that, Lord, use me to meet somebody's need? And you are praying that God to meet your own need. The same way you want God to meet your need, God is going to use somebody for you. So you have to also be a vessel of blessing to others. Because whatever a man sows, he will reap. So before you pray, God meet my need, you too should also pray, Lord, use me to meet somebody's need. That's how to work in this blessing. How come you have never prayed and asked God, that Lord, who should I help this week? Lord, lead me to somebody that is in need. That should be your prayer in this season. If you want to shine in darkness, you wake up in the morning, Lord, today I know that somebody may be in need. Lord, lead me to someone that is in need. Lord, you need to meet somebody's needs. Lord, I pray that the person that really needs help, Lord, help me to meet that person's need. Let me say this to you. The river that supplies water cannot complain of thirst. The more you meet people's needs and pray to be a need meter, the more that circle of blessing flows. This is God's word for you. When you remember the poor, He will bless you. Well, another thing that God wants to say is, Malachi chapter 3, verse 7, bring you all tithes into my house, that there can be meat in my house. Then prove me if I will not open the windows of heaven. I have seen more people now steal. More people use, things are so hard, so why should I pay my tithe? God never gave condition that you should tithe only when things are okay with you. You should tithe only when you have a job. You should tithe when you don't, you should not tithe, you should stop tithing when you don't have a job. Or you should tithe when you have your business is going well. When your business is not going well, you should not tithe. In all season, as long as you are receiving something out of it, you should even demonstrate faithfulness. Do you know that sometimes God even makes, allows some conditions to come to our life to see whether we are only faithful because things are okay with us? In fact, it is when things are not even as okay as they used to be that we should even demonstrate more faithfulness to show that we are not faithful because things are okay. We are faithful because we trust God, our supplier. Amen. So when things are so hard, when things appear so difficult, when you look at your money, maybe all you have left is 100 naira. Out of that 100 naira, you are still demonstrating faithfulness. Out of that little, you are demonstrating faithfulness. And God said, he that is faithful in little shall be faithful in much. Hallelujah. I pray for you today that you will shine in this season. I pray for you today that the darkness of this season will not overwhelm you. I pray for you today that the darkness of this season will not sweep you away. I pray for you today that the famine of this season will not swallow you up. As you follow the word of God, you will shine. Your light will shine so much that people will be wondering, how are you doing it? Gentiles will come to the brightness of the rising. You stand to your feet with me everywhere you are. As you bless the Lord, I'm going to just give you this 2 points this morning, and I'm going to stop here. So I want us to stand to our feet everywhere we are this morning. Stand to your feet everywhere you are. As you bless the Lord, I just bless the Lord for His word. First and foremost, bless the Lord for His word. It's our season to shine. It is our season to shine. It is our season to shine. It is our season to shine. Lord, we bless your holy name. Lord, we bless your holy name. We give you all the glory. We give you all the honor. We give you all the praise. We give you all the adoration. Blessed be your holy name. Blessed be your holy name. Thank you, Father, for your faithfulness. Thank you, Father, for your faithfulness. Oh, we worship your name, Lord. Oh, we worship your name. 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 In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. I surrender all. I surrender all. Oh, Lord, I surrender all to you. I surrender
to thee, my blessed Savior, I surrender all.
I want to pray for you everywhere you are. It is time to live a surrendered life. Let God have His way. Let God have His way. Oh, let God have His way. Let Him lead you. So this morning, if you are hearing me, today you want to give your life to Jesus. Lord, I don't want to run this race. Maybe you feel frustrated right now. You are not happy with the way things are going around your life. Now you want to say, Lord, I'm surrendering. I want you to take the lead. I want angels to minister to me, to strengthen me. I know some of you that are hearing me, things are not the way it used to be. You are only forcing to be happy, but deep down you are not happy. But I want you to pray that all you need to do this morning is surrender to the will of God. And let Him take the lead. It's time to begin to look up to Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. It's time for you to begin to know that He who has brought you this far will not leave you comfortless. is I want to begin to look back at the victory of yesterday and say to yourself, the God of yesterday is still the same God today and is my God forevermore, and he will never leave nor forsake me. All I need to do is to align myself with his will right now. So I want to pray for you wherever you are right now. I don't know whether you want to rededicate, because now your formula is failed. You have been doing it your own way. All your calculation, permutations, division, multiplication, look at how far he has brought you. But right now, I want to get to the point where you say, Lord, I commit all my permutations into your hand. I leave all my calculations into your hand. I leave all this into your hand. I say, Lord, have your way. I cannot do it on my own. See, I want you to know that you need a higher wisdom that you have been operating with before. You see, you cannot keep using the wisdom of 2019 or 2017. This is a new season that nobody has been through before. So you need a fresh wisdom. You need to break out of the box. You need to understand that God is here and he wants to help you navigate this season. But you must be ready to surrender to him. So this morning, wherever you are, I just want you to lift your hand and surrender it to God. Say, Lord, I hand it over to him. I hand over the steering of my life to you, Lord. I hand over the affairs of my life to you, Lord. Everywhere you are, those of you also want to give your life to Jesus, just hand it over to him. Say, Lord, I'm tired of running it by myself. Lord, I know you have a better plan for me. Lord, I hand it over to you, Lord, right now. My calculations are not working. My permutation are not working. I'm feeling frustrated right now. Lord, I'm tired, Lord. I am feeling frustrated. I am feeling dejected. I am not happy. Pour your heart to God. This morning, pour your heart to him. Just tell him the way I said, Lord, come and help me. I'm surrendering to you, Lord. I am surrendering it all to you, Lord. This season is harder than I could think. I don't know how to navigate this season. I cannot go through this season on my own. Lord, please come and help me. Oh, Lord, here I am. Take the lead. Have your way. Somebody talk to God from the depth of your heart. It is time we surrender to him and let him take the lead. Let him take the lead. Let him take the lead. Let God take the lead. Let God take the lead. Let God take the lead. You'll be surprised. You'll be surprised how he will lead you beside the still water. How he will restore your soul. That joy will be restored back to you. He is a restorer of our soul. He is a restorer of our soul. He will lead us in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. All you need to do is say, Lord, have your way. Have your way. Oh, somebody talk to him. Talk to him. We must get to the point where we know that, Lord, we cannot do it on our own. We must get to the point where we lay it all down. Debts are accumulating. Things are so not going the way it ought to go. Things are difficult. Say, Lord, I know that my formula has brought me this far. This is where my wisdom can brought me. This is how far my wisdom can bring me. This is how far my wisdom can lead me. Today, I abandon my wisdom. I abandon my knowledge. I lay it at your feet now and say, Lord, have your way. Have your way. Have your way. Somebody wave your hands, lift your hand, pour your heart to him. Say, Lord, have your way. I cannot do it on my own. I cannot do it on my own. I will go where you want me to go. I will do what you want me to do. I will say what you want me to say. Lord, just have your way. It may not be okay with me, but I am ready to flow with you, Lord. Flow with your word. Oh, I am ready to surrender to you, Lord. Talk to him this morning. He's our God. He's doing something for us this day. God is reordering your life. He's reordering your priority. He's making all things new right now. Oh, he's breaking that foundation and building a new one on top. He's making all things new. He's making all things new. If only you would just trust him. If only you trust him. Oh, trust and obey. For there's no other way to be happy in Jesus, but to trust and obey. Oh, trust and obey. For there's no other way to be happy in Jesus, but to trust and obey. Father, I thank you for your word, shining in dark times. I thank you because these ones will rise today and start shining. Amen. Father, feel free to take the lead in our lives. Amen. For you are a good God. We trust your judgment. We have come to trust and obey you, Lord. Take the lead in our lives. We'll flow with your word, even when it doesn't make sense, Lord. Oh, use us as a source of blessing to our generation in this time. Now I pray for those ones who have come to Jesus. Those ones who have said, I'm tired of the way I've been living my life. Lord Jesus, come into my life and be my Lord and Savior. Those who are ready to call upon the name of the Lord, or those who have called upon the name of the Lord, that today, Lord, Holy Spirit, fill them. Amen. Take over their lives. Amen. As many that have surrendered their life to Jesus today, Lord, make all things new in their life. Amen. Now those who have given their life to Jesus, I pray that these ones will be rooted and grounded in your kingdom forever in the name of Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Father. I pray that, Lord, these ones are going to go forth and do well. In Jesus' name. Amen. Put your hands together for Jesus. You may please be seated. Now, it's communion time. I'm going to be taking the communion with... We are going to be taking the communion at different level, not live on stream right now. So I want you to get the communion materials. If you have a biscuit, you have a bread, get, even if you have any, even if you don't have anything, you have water wherever you are. Bless it as a communion. Bless it. Take any black currant drink, Fanta, Coke, whatever you have right now. And we are taking communion right now. And I pray as the leaders lead you to take the communion, and those of you who also lead your family into breaking this communion on this last Sunday of July. As you cross over to the month of August, it will be a month of rest for you.
Amen.
August will be a month of rest for you.
Amen.
You will rest from your labor.
Amen.
Because God is taking over from you.
Amen.
You are changing the burden, handing over to God. So, Father, I thank you for every communion we are taking today. As we remember the victory of the cross, as we remember the works of Calvary, Lord, I thank you because from this day, all things are becoming new. In the name of Jesus. Now I ask, oh God, everywhere we take this communion today, let signs and wonders break forth.
Amen.
Let signs and wonders break forth.
Amen.
As we administer communion to our children, to our loved ones in our life, let everyone called sick receive healing. Everyone called jobless receive miracle job. Anyone stranded, let there be open heavens. Let help arise for us, Lord. I pray this day, everywhere we take communion, let the power of God show forth with signs and wonders. Let the power of darkness be shattered and destroyed. Let there be all of the enemy be destroyed in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. For in Jesus' name we have prayed. Shout amen. Hallelujah. Now, before we close, if you are joining us for the very first time on Overcomers broadcast, on this live service that we are having in church, if you are online right now for the first time, is when you are joining us, just signify by saying, I'm a first timer. We will take you up from there. We would love to hear from you. Just send in the comment section, just send, or you can feel free to reach us at any of this address. We want to hear from you because I want to get the feedback from you. You can mail me personally with rgci_hq@gmail.com. We will be waiting to get your mail, and I will endeavor to reply as soon as I get your mail. Amen. I believe and trust the Lord that your life will not be the same again in the name of Jesus. Greater things will begin to evolve and unfold in your life in coming days and weeks in Jesus' name. And at the various centers, maybe your friend is watching with you at home, wherever you are, also welcome those who are meeting with you for the very first time there. Amen. Now it's time to give our second offering, and this is our block offering. Say with me, this is our block offering. Say, this is our block offering. All right, now in this block offering time, I told you that we are going to start the building of our church, and it's going to be a mega church. So we are, and each block now is 230 naira, less than a dollar, for a block. So if you give 230 naira, you have bought one block. And I want each block you give every Sunday, write it down, note it, because it's going to count. Do it as an act of faith. If you have bought 10 blocks so far, write it at 10 blocks every Sunday. We are going to build debt free. We are building debt free. We are not going to borrow to build. This is a debt free building. And I believe that in the course of time, I'm going to show you the building project. Amen. And like we bought some blocks there already. Amen. And this is the wisdom of God. So as you give right now, I want you to buy 2 blocks, buy 10 blocks, buy 20 blocks. And week in, week out, keep supporting, keep giving. And by the time you keep noting all the contribution you are having, and it's a point of contact in the place of your prayer, that Lord, see, I've been buying blocks, I'm buying cement for your house. And when it's time to buy cement, I will come and tell you it's cement week. But right now, it's still block offering. Amen. So each block is 9 inches block here is now is 213 naira. Amen. And the best time to build is now. The devil cannot stop the church from advancing. We are still building. So you can give to the account that is now on display on your screen. And those of you who are watching from different viewing centers, you can also give from those places from your house. Give for the blocks. Give for the building of the house of the Lord. I'm not eating your money. 50 kobo is not for my personal use. God's money is God's money. It's not personal money. Any servant of God that fears God knows that. Unless he's joking with his life. Amen. So we don't play games with God's money. Don't think we don't use it to finance our personal life. No. It's God's work. So as you give today, I want you to know that there is nothing greater than to give to build the house of the Lord. And the blessings of the Lord will going to flow towards you the more, even as you support in giving right now in Jesus' name. Now, so let's give our second offering, which is block offering. Father, I thank you for this block offerings that we are giving. Giving to announce the building project that we are embarking upon. Everyone that gives, oh God, towards this building project, I pray that you will build houses for them. In the name of Jesus. Those who have never built a house before, you give them miracle house. And those who have built before, they will build more house and they will live in it and flourish in the name of Jesus. Lord, I bless every offering. Now, those who are also giving their tithe, every tithe, Lord, that are giving that they may be meat in their house, in your house. Lord, remember them and let there not be scarcity in their life. I rebuke the devourer in their lives in the name of Jesus. Thank you for your blessings, Lord. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. Amen. Shout it louder, amen. Shout it louder, amen. Hallelujah. Now, before I go, I also want to encourage you that every Friday by 10 p.m., I'm live on Zoom. You can, the Zoom ID is always, will be displayed at the various centers there. You can get the Zoom ID. I also hope that maybe probably they will put up the Zoom ID on this broadcast. You can join Friday 10 p.m., Saturday 10 p.m., and it's a special 1.5 hour prayer session that is changing lives every Friday, and on Zoom Friday and Saturday 10 p.m. to 11:30 to come and pray. Nothing should stop us from praying. Until I come your way again, I trust the Lord that you remain an overcomer, and the Lord God to bless you in Jesus' name. Now, can we share the grace one to go? The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit rest and abide with us now forevermore. Amen. Surely, His goodness and mercy are following us all the days of our lives, and we are dwelling in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Amen. Our royal confession of faith. I'm a royal. I enjoy the best. I'm a child of the King. I can never be defeated. Lions are falling unto me in pleasant places. I have a goodly heritage in Christ. It's my year of laughter. My joy knows no bound. No room for sorrow in my life. Hallelujah. I remain victorious. Hallelujah. 2020, the Lord is making you laugh, and all thy years shall rejoice. I said, the Lord is making you laugh this year. I am royally graced. I'm above only. Good morning to you all. I remain lifted. God bless you.